5.
A. Well, when we examined the use of smartphones by young people, we got some interesting results. It may surprise some of our older citizens, but if you keep your eyes open, the results of our survey seem quite normal. Indeed, many adults have adopted the same behaviour in the last few years too. Nevertheless, experts mainly speak of a technology addiction among young people. The survey shows that 81% of young people sleep with their phones next to them on the bed. 74% reach for their smartphones as soon as they wake up and check news or messages. About 95% regularly use their smartphones in the bathroom to check messages. What is really unbelievable is that many people even put their lives at risk. 95% admit that they text when driving. Although the widespread use of smartphones suggests something different, two-thirds of young people still say that they prefer face-to-face communication to making calls, texting, or using social media.
B.
In our recent survey, we found out that young people today, between 16 and 24, spend about 27 hours a week online. Compared to 10 years ago, this means an increase of 200% among teenagers and young adults. This growth in online activity is mainly due to the increasing use of smartphones and tablets by this age group. Adults spend about 20 hours on the internet per week, which also includes internet use during working hours. The percentage of adults using the internet has risen from 60% to about 90% within 10 years. For adults, the computer is still the main device for going online, but the use of tablets and smartphones is rising constantly. More and more people are also watching TV and films on the internet. 25% of today's internet users regularly watch programs online, and about 40% of young adults do so too. The use of social media has rocketed within the last 10 years. About 80% of all internet users are on social media now, and 4 in 5 of us log into these apps at least once a day.
C.
Well, in our latest survey, we asked young people what their main reasons were for using the social media. Practically all of them pointed out that it was a really important way of keeping in contact with friends. These contacts did not only include current friends, but also past friends. While spending time overseas, either on holiday or exchange programs, for example, young people regarded social media as the perfect method to keep in touch with both friends and families. The majority also stated that the use of social media was an ideal way of meeting young people of the opposite sex. Moreover, many teenagers and young adults mentioned that it was an easy way of looking for information or of finding out about upcoming events. 3 out of 4 young people also use social media for entertainment, or, in other words, as a good method to escape boredom. Half of the participants regarded social media as a suitable way of expressing their ideas and exchanging opinions.
D.
When we looked at the results of a survey, which we did with people of all ages, we were most surprised by the fact that about 70% of all internet users voluntarily give away personal information, even including their address, on the internet. Two-thirds use the same passwords for different websites, and 1/4 do not read the terms and conditions of their providers. But all in all, awareness of the potential risks of going online has increased. People are now more aware of the possible effects that private photos on social media websites may have on their chances on the labour market. News of hackers has spread in the last few years, but although there is a general concern about being spied on by criminals, companies, or the secret service of a country, most internet users are not willing or able to take steps against this.